This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
So Paul uses that as an analogy. Yoking together means that you're in close proximity physically, but you're also close, I think, psychologically and spiritually. Who are the people you take your cues from? It's probably who you're yoked to. Who gives you thumbs up or thumbs down on some choices you make in life? That's probably who you're yoked to. Everybody's yoked to somebody or some concept or some idea. And Paul says something very unpopular in the United States of America in 2014 when he says, don't be yoked together with unbelievers. Then he asks a series of 5 rhetorical questions. I'm going to go through them again. That can be answered with either none, nothing, or not much. And I'm going to read it that way, starting in verse 1. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Nothing. What fellowship can light have with darkness? None. What harmony is there between Christ and Satan? Absolutely none. What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Not much, spiritually. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. What is it in your life that you're willing to compromise on? Do you have a price that you would sell out? I'm going to share a story with you that some of you have heard before, but it's one of the most fascinating stories I've seen 2 or 3 years ago in Time magazine. Belinda Luscombe was the author of this article. She talked about a university in British Columbia in Canada. A professor there by the name of Joe Henrich offered his college students in an evolutionary psychology class this test, and it's particularly directed at women in a college class. University of British Columbia. Here's the test. You have to choose between 2 potential spouses. You feel the same about each. Each one cherishes you. Choice A is a regular middle-class individual, average income. Choice B is a billionaire, the kind with plenty of time and money to spend and to spare. The caveat is that choice B, the billionaire, is already married and wants to add you as the second spouse, which for the purposes of this experiment is completely legal. Which would you choose? That was the test. You got a choice, you're a woman, average Joe, average income, he loves you, he wants to marry you, or you got a billionaire who loves you too, but he wants to add you as his second wife. Which one would you choose? Here's the remarkable results of the test, at least in Canada. 70% of the women said, I'll take the billionaire. I had a woman in the first service, an older woman said, leaned over to me as she went out the door, honest to goodness, said, I'll take the billionaire. I didn't tell her husband that she said it. I didn't tell him right behind her, but she said, I'll take the billionaire. If you want to know who it is, I'll tell you afterwards. But she said it. And here's what the professor said. A majority of this sample of young, educated Western women would at least contemplate marrying the billionaire bigamist. And he asked the question, what are you willing to sell out for? What kind of choice would you need to make to sell out? This is what the message is all about. Taking a look at the moral choices that you and I make every day. Now, I doubt if anyone's going to be faced with that test, A and B, in terms of a husband or a wife. And it's interesting, only 10% of the men, by the way, would consider it if the scenario was reversed, in case you were wondering. Only 10% of the men would consider it if the scenario was reversed. What choices have you had to face this week? We'll continue with this line of thought on choices that you and I have to make this week or this month tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.